to read off the list that we have with us today, please?
Yes, sir. I'm going to start with officers from the Administrative Council. I have Vicki Vivian from Benson and Caleb Blaschke from Wilcox. From the Executive Board, I have David Gomez, Greenlee County, Arturo Guarino from Nogales, Richard Ortega from Safford, and you, sir, Mike Laws from Wilcox. Members that are attending from the Administrative Council include John Bastine of Duncan, Dustin Welker of Graham County, and Derek Rapier from Greenlee County. Members from the Executive Board present are Ann English from Cochise County, Dan Valle from the Cochise County private sector, and Paul David from Graham County. Did I miss anyone? Thank you.
Anyone missing?
Yes, Ann Thurman from the town of Duncan.
Oh, Ann, I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to go to item number three. We're going to go to discussion and possible action to approve the draft Segal Region 2022 to 2026. Chris?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, on page one of your packet is the memorandum for the 22-26 TIP. We do this every year at our April conference call. Reason why it's time sensitive is we have a 45-day public comment period before we can present the TIP to ADOT. So that's why we're here today, is to approve that TIP so we can put it out for public comment. There was not a lot of changes to the last TIP that you approved in drafting the 22-26 TIP. Just three changes were done to it in comparison to the last TIP you approved. One, all projects listed as obligated in 2020 section of the TIP were removed. The 2021 projects that are expected to obligate by June 30th of this year has been moved to the obligated section of the TIP. And then Cochise County, Charleston Road, Double Adobe, HSIP project, that's Edge and Center Rumble Strips, at the request of the county and ADOT, has been reprogrammed, designed for FY23 and construction for FY24. Now, those are the only changes made to this TIP. We're looking for a motion to approve the 22-26 TIP so we can move to public comment. I'm glad to answer any questions.
I second that motion. This is David.
Hold on a second.
Caleb, does your group have anything to add to this?
Well, the Administrative Council is myself, and then Vicki from Benson, and then
John Casella.
John from Safford, right? Did you guys have any comment on this?
No,
nope. I
did not. And again, thank you very much, Chris, for this work. We don't have any comment, Mayor Law, so
we want to have a vote.
We do want to have a vote. Do I have a motion from the Administrative Council?
This is Vicki Vivian. So moved.
I'll second. John Bassing with Tom Duncan.
Sorry, John, you can't.
Chairman Laws, when you get to discussion, I just have a question.
So we're looking for a second from the Administrative Committee right now.
Yeah, we're looking for a second from the Administrative Committee.
John Bastine did a second.
He's not on the Administrative Committee.
Apologies.
Have to be Vicki.
No, Vicki made the motion.
I made the motion.
Okay. And then
I'll make a second, Vicki.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 We have support from the Administrative Council.
Hey, this is Mayor Law. I'd like to have the Executive Board. You've heard a motion seconded, and I'd like to help the Executive Board have a question.
I think Paul David had something.
Paul, did you have something on this?
Yes, Mayor. Paul David, I'm not on the executive board, but I, with the RTAC contacts that I have and the additional funds that are coming into the, from the state as well as the federal government, not to mention the recent announcement with the infrastructure plans, I'm assuming, and this is for Chris, assuming that there is flexibility for amendments, even though you're going to be submitting this as the as our tip for the for DIGO, but there is flexibility to accelerate or add projects if we have additional funding. Is that correct?
That's correct. What we'll be doing, if we have any additional amendments, we will be amending the 21 to 25 TIP. That gives us all the flexibility up to June 30th when this kicks in. And then if the executive board approves the 21-25 TIP, those projects approved on the 21-25 TIP will automatically be forwarded to the 22 TIP.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul, for bringing that up. Chris, thank you for the answer. Is there any other discussion? All right, I'd like to take a vote then. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Seems the ayes have it. Motion carries.
Do we need a motion and a second?
Yeah, I think we already had it, but I don't know who made it.
We had it from David Gomez was one of them, and I don't remember who the other one was.
Richard had the motion, and I had the second.
Thank you.
This is David.
Very good. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to number four, discussion and possible action to approve the Siegel annual work program and budget FY22-23. Chris?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That should actually, we've moved to the two-year work program a couple years ago. It should be biannual work program and budget. I'll just go over the memorandum I have on page three. The last work program was approved in 2019. And these are the changes compared to the work program that we have now. Work element one, public involvement, there was no changes. Work element two, highway performance monitoring, there was no changes. Work element three, there was some language changed in the air quality section that are really minor in nature. No effective dates were changed, and none of our COG requirements were changed. Just some wording changes in terms of the air quality section of the work program. In work element four, transportation improvement program, we had no changes. In work element five, we had a couple additions. One of them was work task 5.4. We received a grant from ADOT to do a regional transit emergency coordination plan. That has been added to the work program and the scope of work in section 5.4. 5.6, it looks like we're still waiting for final ADOT approval on this project. It'll be new money for a pavement assessment and asset management plan. The study, that'll allow us to do about 1,200 of Siegel roads, which should knock out most of our jurisdictions. We'll have a pavement assessment done, a sign assessment done, and it will allow us to develop a asset management plan for the region in terms of pavement and sign conditions. Then we've got work element six, used to be the 5310 program. It has been removed as a work activity by ADOT due to planning needs at the ADOT traffic safety. Even though we've lost that $20,000 a year, we will have the ability to make it up under the Regional Mobility Management Program. We'll just be requesting additional funding through that to offset that loss. And then 5311 Rural Transportation Program used to be Work Element 7. Now it's Work Element 6 because 6 was removed. And then to the budget, there's not a whole lot of changes. The 5310 light item was removed. The 5311 section was unchanged. The 53, the HPMS data collection, transportation improvement program, regional planning coordination, none of those budget items have changed. The Cochise Transit consolidation study is just being completed and it's going out to public comment. It'll be completed by June 30th and has been removed from this work program. We'll be carrying over the Santa Cruz County RTA feasibility study into next year. We expect to have $40,000 available for that, and that's being carried on the budget. And then the $60,000 for the pavement assessment and asset management plan is now in the work program budget. What we're asking for is a motion to approve the 22-23 annual work program and our budget. This is time sensitive because we need to have it to ADOT in May, so it's in place and effective by July 1st. Be glad to answer any questions anybody has.
Same deal as you did last time. Caleb, can somebody make a motion?
Yeah, are there any questions from the administrative committee? Seeing none, do I have a motion? Vicki, you want to make a motion?
Sure, I'll move to approve the 22-23 annual work program and budget.
Okay, and I'll second that. And all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There are no none opposed. Mayor, Administrative Council recommends approval.
Okay. Anybody on the executive board have any questions on this?
This is Richard.
Oh, go ahead, Richard.
I move that we approve the Siegel 22-23 annual work program and budget.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
This is David. I second that motion.
Thank you, David. I have a motion and second it. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Seems the ayes have it. Motion passed. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that seems to be the end of it. I'd like to have a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Mr. Richard.
Thank you, Richard. Can I have a second?
So moved.
Mr. Mayor Gaino, second.
Thank you. Have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same time. Go ahead.
And this is Richard. I just want to wish everybody a happy and safe Easter.
Thank you, Richard. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Richard.
We have a motion
and
a second.
Thank you, Richard. Same.
All in favor said aye. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Happy Easter for you all.
Bye-bye. I have no idea who else joined us. I only cared about the officers.
At the end, yeah. No, we got Gorms. So
thanks for your help.
There's no problem. Thank you, Heather. I appreciate it. I'm going to be heading down. We've got a meeting on Chino Road here in just a little bit. So.
Alrighty.
I'll be heading to Douglas, probably in about 20 minutes. Thank you again.
Sure.